debate, Democrat Maggie Hassan gives contradictory excuses for soaring inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on October 27, 2022. Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in her Thursday debate with Republican General Don Bolduc again provided contradictory excuses for why inflation has soared under Democrat rule. Most experts say the labor shortage and the supply chain disruptions are driving it. Inflation are primarily caused by the pandemic and the Ukrainian war, she said, ignoring the Biden administration's war on American energy and inability to prevent Russia from attacking Ukraine. Hassan also refused to acknowledge her inflation-fueling votes throughout the last 2 years. Hassan voted for the Inflation Reduction Act and the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus. Over 230 economists warned the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will exacerbate inflation. Despite economic experts, Hassan also suggested the 2021 $1 trillion infrastructure package would reduce inflation. Stephen Miron, a senior advisor for economic policy at the U.S. Treasury, 2020-21, wrote in the Wall Street Journal that the infrastructure package would hurt the economy. A recent working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research reviewed the evidence of infrastructure investments' short-term negative effects on the economy and found little sign of stimulus effects, he wrote. Drag occurs in part because building new infrastructure disrupts the use of existing infrastructure, breaking the economy's supply side, not stimulating it. In addition to Hassan's inflation-fueling votes, she has voted against American energy independence. Inflation has been exacerbated by the Democrats' war on American energy. Hassan voted at least two times against energy exploration in ANWR. She voted three times in 2021 against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. She voted four times in 2021 against advancing the Keystone XL pipeline, killing about 11,000 American energy jobs in the process. In the same year, Hassan signed onto a framework indexing the federal gas tax to inflation, which would tie fixed gas tax rates to market fluctuations, including soaring inflation. Moreover, Hassan voted against Senator John Barrasso's RY measure to increase domestic oil production and reduce gas prices. Hassan's opponent, General Bolduc, responded to the senator's voting record. "I would change all the energy policies that she has agreed with Biden," he said. "We'll stop the spending." Bolduc added he would support the Keystone pipeline, more drilling, and more federal oil permits and leases. "Her policies hurt people," he said. "My policies will reverse all of this and allow that inflation to come down." An October Heritage Foundation study revealed wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, and $1,800 increase from September. Bolduc is virtually tied with Hassan in the polls, despite being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter campaign totals. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.